Well, welcome everybody. Finally, season 9 here. I'm Hunter Logan. Welcome to Hun Mike. Oh man, I'm ready to kick this season off. I'm calling this one The Lying Luthier. After selling one of my cars, I, of course, had to use the money to live on while the stuff in court was going on, but I put $1,000 aside. And the reason I did this is I wanted to upgrade my guitar. Because now I'm starting to, you know, play out more. And I'm looking at playing out more. And I'm writing songs. I got the new CD. And I'm playing with soundtracks now. So it's not just acoustic. I'm playing along with tracks, which is what I've done since I started being a single act when I was on the ship. And I did that in a bunch of clubs. If you listen to other episodes, you would know that after dissolving the band, that's what I did. I went as a one man. And that usually consisted of me playing guitar along with tracks. So getting back into that, I decided, you know, I'm going to upgrade my guitar. Now, the red guitar, which is unique, there's not many of them. There's only a few. And that wasn't on purpose. It was just how it happened. It's not a expensive guitar. It's just that there's not a lot of them because they were made so well that Fender had bought them out, bought that company out, and broke them. Broke every guitar they could get out of the music stores, and even the ones that were in yard sales, if they could find them, they sent their people out. So if you see any of these, buy them. And, you know, they gave them the money for it, and they paid them to do it, from what I could understand. Then the only ones that would be left is someone who, like, would have it in their room under their bed, you know, somebody who just held on to it. And which is how I got mine. The guy closed the music store, a friend of mine, and he had it. And I was getting ready to buy a little telly, a little Squire, and he said, well, before you do that, man, check this out. When you find out more about that in the episode, I think it was, I forget which season it was, about Carnival Cruise Lines. That's when I bought that guitar. Anyway, I'm saying all that to let you know what happened. What I wanted to do was I wanted to change over everything to gold. I wanted to put a gold plate bridge on it, and the pickups I wanted to swap out to some Fender Noiseless Generation 4 pickups, which would be a way step up from what was in it, just regular pickups that were made in Korea, because the guitar was made in Korea. It wasn't American made or anything. But it had a lot of sentimental value, and it was unique in the fact that it had all my blood, sweat, and tears, so to say, in it. I mean, I played that thing through, oh man, every club you could think of. You know, that was the one I played. That was my axe. So I wanted to get it upgraded, good pickups, and I put some gold lock tuners on it. Everything. I wanted to change it all to gold, and it would look good. And I went through 3 or 4 pick guards trying to find the right one. Ended up having to go with the original pick guard. Thank goodness I had the original pick guard for it. Now, this took forever. It took longer than it should have. The little guy was having some issues. Now, he's only been a luthier for a couple of years, but he was a friend of a friend, somebody. And I've been watching him on, you know, post on Facebook. So I figured this would be pretty easy because I could swap the stuff over. But I'm not all that good at setting up intonation and that kind of stuff, and it needed that. So I reached out and said, man, is this something you could do? Oh, yeah. I was like, all right. So it shouldn't have took as long as it did. So when I finally got it back, and I mean, he kept in touch with me. When he finally brought it to me, you know, it takes more than just a few minutes to figure out the guitar. Like, you look at it and say, oh yeah, it looks nice and everything. So front pickup on the neck was good, back, but in the middle, which is where I play a lot, is like an AM radio. And I was playing through a pedal through my bass amp. So I figured maybe I had a setting wrong or something. So I didn't think much of it because it worked and then everything else was. And I said, well, I can set that later. But everything else looked right, you know, at first glance. So, you know, I pay him, I think it was like close to $300. And back it was 278 is what it was. It was my guitar I had done. And then we had found another guitar research. And my son had bought it, but the neck was warped. We were going to get him to adjust the neck as well on that one. He said the truss rod was broke on it, but he shimmed the neck a bit and got it as close to playing, you know, as it could. So all of that cost me $278. I called my son. I said, hey, I got the guitars. I'm going to come over and bring you yours. And you know, I got mine. And so I'm bringing a little amp that I got, just a little amp, nothing to it. And I plug it in, and in the middle position, it's like an AM radio. All the power goes away, and I'm like, oh, that ain't right. Works on the other ones, but don't. And when I look at the headstock, there's a hole in it. Now, when I gave it to him, there wasn't a hole there, but there's a hole in it. And I'm like, I just noticed this. Now, there was never a hole in it. As many times as I changed the strings myself on that guitar, as many times as I handled that guitar, I got pictures of before I ever sent it to him. I got tons of pictures of it. You can see there's no hole in that neck, or in the headstock, I should say. And so I text the guy, and I show a picture, and I text the guy. I say, hey, man, this thing came back with a hole in it. What's up with that? And he don't text back. But in the next morning, I get a text, and he says, that hole was already there. He said it was from, you know, it was hidden from the old pegs. I just thought you knew it was there. I'm like, what? The old pegs, they're the same size. The lock tuners that I had put on had a place for a screw in the back. Well, the hole was lined up perfectly with the lock tuners. So you could see that he drilled all the way through. So he wasn't paying attention. And he drilled all the way through the guitar for the hole. Because he'd asked me if I wanted to put the screws in or leave them off. And I said, no, I don't want an empty hole, you know, on the back. Just put the screw in. Well, it lined up and there was a hole. So, and just to make sure, I took it out and you could see daylight. So I'm like, mm-mm. And you can fit a toothpick through the whole thing. So that hole wasn't there. And he denied it still. And I'm like, dude. And he had told me that he had had some problems with the wiring of it. And he had to get some guy to help him. And it took two people, whatever. And I don't know. And I'm like, man, it's crazy. To fill the hole on the headstock would be way more work and effort than what the guitar is even worth. In fact, upgrading it with the pickups is way more than what it's worth. The pickups alone were just $200. So I'm already and not counting the hardware that I bought for it with the tuners. And of course, it's all gold plated. It's not solid gold. And I bought two different pick guards because the first one didn't work. So you're looking at $40-something there. So I'm already $500. Yeah. So I'm already $500 into this guitar. I only paid $75 for it. You know, it's an upgrade. If it's upgraded, but with all the parts put in it, it would be a $500 guitar. It would just be a parts guitar. But that would be about right. But then I noticed something else. he didn't, the pickup in the bridge is bottom in and out. There's no adjustment to it. So you can't move the pickup up and down. Same with the neck pickup. Like, you can literally move the pickup with your fingers. It's not, usually it floats. There's no float to it. So I pull off the pick guard and look, the neck pickup doesn't even have the screws or the springs in it. It's just set in there. And then the bridge pickup is just, the screws are dug into the wood and it's pressed down into the wood. It needed to be routed out in order to set down further. And it needed to be routed out in the back so it would fit a little bit better. Now, he didn't have the tool to do that. So I bought the tool. And I said, listen, I said, you can either take it off. Because he had told me, he said, man, he said, it's not fitting. He said, I'm going to have to widen it out. He said, but I don't have the tool. I said, listen, I said, I'll buy the tool. You can either, you know, take the tool off of the price, or just return the tool when you're done with it. I can use it too. It was just a Dremel, and I could use it just as easy as not use it. It was like $33, I think. Because this is all coming out of the $1,000 that I put aside to upgrade my guitar from selling my car. So I get him the tool, and he keeps it and said it takes it off the price. But he didn't do it. And he didn't make the hole for the pickup bigger. And I'm like, what the heck? I have a friend here in town that builds guitars. And he builds them from scratch. And he's got some unique guitars. They're pretty cool. I said, hey, man, I need, and check this out. I knew he could route the thing out. At first, he didn't want to do it. He looked at it and he said, really? He said, he said, I'm going to have to take the neck apart and to get in there. He said, you're going to have to pull all this out. I said, yeah. I said, it's also wired wrong. I said, listen to it and plug it in. He said, oh. He said, well, he said, I can, you know, we can rewire it, fix the wiring on it if you want. I said, yeah, man, let's, you know, fix the wiring too. I said, because it's all jacked up. So, again, I don't know everything. I wanted to take a luthier class, and I just hadn't had time. It's not as easy to do online. The best way, I think, is just to keep doing stuff. If you got stuff you can mess up on and find out. Anyway, he takes it apart. And then, you know, he sees where it's bottomed out and it's not in there. Actually, that's how I found out. He showed it to me. So we get it all apart. He gets to wiring everything. And he's looking at everything and he says, Hunter, he said, you know, you can't put real genuine Fender parts with Korean or Taiwan parts. He said, they don't work. He said, that's why you're having all these issues. You can't. He said, you can't do that without making serious modifications. Well, I didn't know that. I learned. I didn't know that. He said, if you want to, you know, make this right, the only way you're going to get this to fit, to get it true, he said, you're going to have to drill new holes for the strings. And I'm like, what? Yeah. He said, you know, if you want to get it right, for it's true with 12 and 12. I'm like, well, all right, man, whatever. I mean, I'm into it, whatever, whatever. At this point, and I can see, and then he's working on it, and he didn't want to do it, and he got a little aggravated, and I didn't want to lose a friendship over it. And by the time we got done, I owed him $200. he wasn't going to charge me, but I didn't want to lose a friendship over $200, so I paid him. The guitar had more holes in it because the other guy put holes in it to move the bridge, because he had to move it from the get-go because it was a different one. So he put holes in it and then had new holes in it. But it buzzed so bad. The pickup worked. It worked in all three positions. But it was just buzzing bad. Then I just came and I just stripped it. I got it back to the office and I just stripped it. I just cut the strings off of it and then started tearing it apart. And I just said, you know what? I got all the parts. I'm going to sand this thing down to nothing. Fill the holes and I'll just get it painted. And I'll just build it back myself. And I'll figure out how to do it. It's usually what I do anyway. And so I called Hunter, my son, and I said, hey, I said, you still got the guitar and it's intact. I said, the neck is bad on yours. Truss rod's broke. But I said, I got a good neck and all it's got is a hole in it. And I said, it'll make a good identifying mark if it ever gets stolen. So I said, bring me your guitar. I'm going to put my neck on it. And I said, then we'll have one guitar research. We'll still have one good guitar. And I said, between both of them, we'll have one like we had. Because my son always wanted that guitar. He was going to get it anyway. So he brought it. I put the neck on it. Got it all together. It was just like the original one. But it's not the original one. So even though it's an original, it's not the original. And I guess only a guitar player would understand that. So now, I'm going to be in the market for a Tele. But in the meantime, the Tele that I sold to my friend at church, he's going to let me use it as long as I need to. But I'm going to try to convince him to let me buy it back from him. Because I love that thing. It's the one I used in the video. It's an American Deluxe. That thing is really, really cool. I got the guitar. I'm going to start sanding it down. But then I got the neck. You know, the one that's warped. The one that truss rod is broken. This is the icing on the cake. The truss rod is not broken. It is just unscrewed. How do you not know that it is unscrewed? So I screwed the truss rod back. And I'm like, wait a minute. So I decided to do about a half a turn a day and let it sit. So over the next period, over the next month, course of a month, I'm doing half turn, and I'm watching it, and I'm letting it acclimate, and I'm straightening the neck out. So the neck that was once bowed is now straight. So the neck that the truss rod was broke, which is what he told me, the luthier, the lying luthier, like I like to call him, is now straight. I straightened it. The non-luthier, I straightened it. Now I got a straight neck to go with a guitar that I done stripped down the wood. I got to fill it and sand it. But it cost me $700 to get to that point. $700 wasted dollars. Oh, man. But I really $500, because I look at the $200 as saving a friendship. $200 worth it. I didn't want to mess up a friendship over $200. It's not worth it. But I have a guitar to use. So now I got to find a Tele for myself. And that ain't no easy task. Because now that money that I used to upgrade, I could have already bought one or close to getting one. I could have got one used for sure for that amount of money and found one. Anyway, my friend at church, I sold him my American Deluxe, and he said I can use it as long as I need to. I'll try to get him to sell it to me because I love that guitar. The only reason I sold it to him was I needed the money for the station, to pay station bills. That's the only reason I sold it. If it wouldn't have been to pay the bills for the station, I wouldn't have got rid of it. But it is what it is. All right. That does it for the first episode, season 9. Come back for the next one. Come back for episode 2. I'll tell you about the countdown and why we kept it. Hey, check out HLE Radio. Check out TheHunterLogan.com. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, please do so. I'll see you.
Oh, preach it now.